takes so long to come to me. Oh, baby. And love, love, your love. Tell me, were you hiding from me all the time? Each time I tried to find someone to take your place, it was all in vain. No, their lips were never quite the same. No, baby. I was kissing someone new. Deep inside, I was missing you. Oh, baby, you made me fall in love with you. Now I don't know just what I'm gonna do. Oh, honey, I looked out into empty space, and all I saw was your.
This is The Spec, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back, everybody. I told you I was going to be back. It's another beautiful Sunday afternoon. It's colder this time, though, so I'm not very happy about that. But I am happy because today I'm joined by a very special guest, my good friend, Maya Garg. Maya, how you doing today?
Hello. I'm doing so lovely. Sam asked me to do this a few days ago, and I love to talk, so I'm super duper excited to be here today.
I am so excited for you to be here. I feel like this has been a long time coming.
Yes.
Let's talk about, so how do we know each other? Let's talk about that to start, because it's interesting. We were in a Spanish class together.
Yes,
that's right.
We were. So me, Sam, and five other people, three of which we also became friends with. We are all in Spanish 3, which is like the last one that we like have to take before we can start a new language.
We needed it.
Yeah, we needed to take this class. And so 5 out of the 7 of us became pretty close, and now we're a little squad, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then this semester, Sam and I have literally just run into each other everywhere.
I know. We were like joking about it. Like, I feel like when whatever was coding, like where everybody's moving around on the earth, like they just set the same spawn points for me and Maya, because like we literally run into each other like by accident, like every day for the past week, it feels like.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that Spanish class was great because, you know, it introduced me to you and introduced me to all you guys. And it was a good time. At first, I was like, oh, I got to take Spanish again.
You're
but
right.
Then it was this fun little, you know, silver linings, fun little groups form. And
Yeah, like, happened. I don't think, I mean, I probably would have met you otherwise, but I feel like it was fun that I got to meet you and then three other people who I don't know if I would have been friends with otherwise.
And now we're sitting here doing a radio show a year later. What, Marisol would be so happy.
She would be so proud.
She would be so proud right now. Okay, let's get into, Maya brought on a ton of awesome music for me to play today for y'all. And let's start with one right now. This is Swingin' Party by The Replacements. Do you want to speak a little bit about why you like this song?
Honestly, I was back on Beacon Street with one of my friends who goes to the SMFA, and we were talking about a lot of Lorde songs, and Lorde did a cover of this song called Swinging Party, and I didn't realize that it was a cover until my friend played me this version, which I think I like this version more than Lorde's version, but I don't know, the song just like makes you feel good. I don't know. It just like makes you feel like you're on a beach and you're listening to some tunes and the sun is shining. It's just like you're reading a book that's a little bit too philosophical for you to handle, and you're like trying to be like, I look really cool right now. Well, I don't know. It's a nice song.
That's
like
literally exactly the vibe I go for with these songs on my show. So I think this is going to be a great way to start.
I hope.
Without further ado, this is Swingin' Party by The Replacements. Let's do it.
Thank you.
That was Swingin' Party by The Replacements, and that was fun. That was a great way to start off the show. So Maya, talk a little bit about, like, where are you from?
Where am I from?
Where?
Well, Sam, I already quizzed him on this a night or two ago when we spawned in the same location.
Exactly.
But I was born in Dallas, Texas, and then I moved to wonderful Columbus, Ohio. Literally very boring, just flat corn, nothing that amazing. But I moved there in 2009, so when I was going into first grade, and then I've been there ever since. And now I'm here. So Midwest life, I've done all-girls school for 12 years, so I was surrounded by the same group of people for a very long time. And yeah.
So you'd say it's refreshing to get away from there.
It is very refreshing, for sure. I mean, I made a lot of really, really good friends there. Like, it's a second home there, but you've been there for a while.
Do you miss it? Like, what would you say you miss the most about home right now?
I think I miss the community, and I miss people just, like, knowing way too much about me. Like, now I have to, like, explain and be like, oh, you didn't know about that random time that I did this thing.
Oh.
But, I mean, I think it's fun to be able to, like, start over with new people, and also just meet so many cool people. Like, that's the best part about being here, for sure.
It's just interesting from my perspective because, like, I am from the area, I get to meet, like, people, like, from all over the country, over the place. And, like, it's cool to hear about their perspective on, like, what this area is like, and, like, like a place that I've lived all my life. Mm-hmm. And I feel like in that way I get, like, a new, like, I was talking about this with someone the other day, like, when I'm at school, it feels like my lifestyle, who I am, feels very different than who I am at home.
No, I completely understand that.
And it's because of interactions like this, like where I like meet people from all over the place, and I get new, like, insight onto, like, this place that I've known for so long. And that's kind of that's a cool experience.
That totally makes sense. Again, I'm meeting a lot of people from, like, the West Coast, and seeing their transition, just be like, there are seasons here now, which, again, I was talking to one of my friends, and she was like, yeah, like, I live in the Bay Area, and it just, like, does it, and, like, yeah, it never thunderstorms there, it just doesn't rain, like, it rains in the winter, like, a few times, and I'm like, imagine, like, bro, you don't have to deal with snow, like, crazy.
You did have seasons in Columbus, Ohio, but one thing you didn't have is water, and lots of it.
Yes.
What is it like living on the coast now?
Honestly,
or basically on the coast?
That is one thing I looked for in a college, actually, because, again, Ohio's pretty landlocked other than Lake Erie, which is in Cleveland, about, like, 2.5 hours from where I am. Like, again, that's the biggest body of water. And I've always just been I really like being near the water. Like, whenever my family's like, we're going to the beach, or, like, we're traveling or something, I'm always the one who's in the water, like, 24/7. My parents are like, get out. Like, get out of the water. And I'm like, I love being in the water. Like, if, like, we went on a family, like, reunion type of trip, and we like, rented a lake house in Texas for 2-3 days, and it was just, like, the best. Like, being near the water, and just, I don't know, something about it brings me, like, a lot of peace, which is very nice. And then again, I haven't been to, like, the coast, like, super often here, but I feel like it's nice to be like, there's something else. It's not just Ohio being flat.
I take it for granted all the time.
Of course,
and like, it was really nice. Like, I was down on the Cape this summer, and I was like, I just remembered, like, this is great, and not everybody has this all the time. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it now.
I love it.
So, sounds great. Let's get back into some tunes. I'm going to play a couple of mine this time, and then we can circle back around to some more of Maya's songs.
Sounds good.
All right.
That's why I love the moon. Every night it's there for you. It's constant, unlike these human beings who lie about what it seems to be. You think the earth is where you stand. You're in the palm of someone's hand.
that's why I love the moon. Cause it's always there for me. Every night above my window. And that's why I love the moon. Cause it's always there for me. Every single night I look outside. When you think you found it, the illusions in your eyes, it blinds us all. So be careful where you look for love. Just be careful where you look for love.
Yeah. That's why I let the moon shine. Cause through the time I've been confused on how to move. Stuck in between what wasn't and what could be the truth, huh? Still up trying to escape these demons in my room. You see, it's no change dropping, we learn to maintain. Yuffin', and how could anybody else for pain when they brainwash us and watch us every time we make exchanges to slaves? Locked in a box and use our minds just to escape all the same. I'm tired of the pain, love is blind to the flame. That's why I look up, never hide behind the skies in the rain. Promises cooked up, exercising, don't deny you the pain. That's why I look for ways to find whatever lies in the rain. Change. I don't blame my father for lamping. I believe that help with me trying to grow is just still trying to grow as myself. So understand it when I'm stranded, taking chances. No, I need that full flat on my back. You just relax and keep your seat back. Cause when you think, that's when you let time run and escape with your mind. Loving, that's what you think. So what you think? If love was easy to find, we wouldn't need it to complete our lives. So
peace to the moon, peace to stars, peace to Saturn.
Could be on Easy Street, and I know that you got to take the bitter with. with the sweet. I guess it gets to everyone. You think you're not having any fun, and you wonder what you're doing, playing the games you play. Hey, well, it's true what they say. If you want to feel complete, don't you know that you got to take the bitter with the sweet?
That was Bitter with the Sweet by the great Carole King. Maya, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. Again, this is just such a fun opportunity. I think that's one of the greatest things about coming to college. You get to try so many new different things. And yeah. This is something it's not even something I knew I wanted to do. And I'm like, this is so fun.
No, exactly. And that's like a great segue yes. into like what like this is something that I just love to do. Yeah. It's like just talking out to an abyss of who knows who, yeah. who knows what, and playing fun songs. I love this. This yeah. is one of my favorite things ever. What are you passionate about?
Okay, so again, boring. I'm going to talk about my major. I'm officially majored in clinical psychology, which I've known I've wanted to go into psych since I was like in seventh grade. And then when I was younger, used to hate kids. I used to be like, kids, boring. Like they cried too much, whatever. And then I started like just babysitting kids in passing who like lived on my street freshman year. And I just like, I love kids. Like, that's the one thing. I don't even know what I'm going to do with my career, but I just adore kids. Like sometimes they are crazy and they are mean, but I think it's important to like uplift and value their opinions because they're just like humans and they're just learning so much exactly. about the world. And the fact that they're so curious and they like interpret things in really crazy, funky ways is just like very fascinating to just hear about how like life is being yeah. interpreted. Also just like, all of their big feelings, like they're experiencing things for like the first time, which right. is crazy. Like imagine, like I don't remember what it was like the first time, like I don't know, making your mm-hmm. friend, playing on the playground. Like those things are like so big in their lives, and it's just, again, it's so fun to like watch them learn and experience and be like, this thing is really cool.
That is really cool. Awesome. Yeah, and like I took a developmental psychology mm-hmm. class last semester, and like what I just found so interesting about yeah. that class was like kids, like they're taking in, like that is the time when oh, you are yeah. taking in so much mm-hmm. information and learning just everything about the world and who you are. And I feel like it's especially important to like learn about that, because then like if you know how like kids develop mentally and with their brains and stuff, then that has implications for the rest of their lives. Yeah. And it gives you a much better idea of who like, how we develop as adults mm-hmm. when we're older. Yeah. And it's just, it's really cool. And I'm sure it's yeah. fun for you too.
It is,
too.
Again, so interesting, especially again, with kids I babysit, kids I just interact with. Like, it's just fun to like watch that in action, be like, wow, like I learned about this thing. And then
right.
I see how it's applying like in your like little life of being like, I don't know, like 5 to 8 years old. It's just like, wow, I don't know. Kids are lovely.
That's lovely. So great. Yeah. That is so fun. let's play another one of your songs.
All right.
I think this is going to... So this one is Cotton Candy by Spill Tab.
Yeah.
What's the story with this one?
There's not a huge story, but again, my birthday's tomorrow. Shout out. I'm going to be 20.
You beat me to it. Like, sorry. I was going to give you a whole shout out and everything.
Okay, fine. Let's just pretend it didn't happen.
Okay. Just pretend Maya didn't just say that because I was going to do a whole thing at the end of it. Whatever.
Oh, you're going to do it at the end. Okay.
Whatever.
Well, this one leads into that because I was like, oh, like something, again, my birthday's on a Monday. I have a lot of class tomorrow, but like my evening is free. And I was like, it would be fun if I could just like go to a concert. And I'm scrolling on like Ticketmaster, whatever. I'm like, what concerts are coming up? And this one was on my birthday and tickets were like, I don't know, $16. Like, yeah, fees, whatever. But like my friend and I are going to go tomorrow. And I like started listening to her music and it's like, it's pretty good. I enjoy it. It's like definitely the vibe that I like, chill. But it's just, again, I feel like going to a concert is just such a fun experience. No matter, honestly, no matter what you're listening to, it's just, it's fun. You're around everyone. You're all like, you just feel in the music and it's great.
Yeah. So this is Spill Tab's concert or no?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't pick up on that. That is fun.
That's why I was like, birthday shout out now.
And actually, a song I played earlier, which is Why I Love the Moon, is by the Phony People, and I'm going to their concert in October. Mm-hmm. So this is like, seeing music live is just so fun.
It is incredible.
This is a little preview of what you're going to be seeing tomorrow night. So here we go.
Did we kiss cause it was dark? Or did we mean it was my embarrassment enough to make you see it? Your lips have made it tough to keep believing you a temporary talk to last just for a season. Hanging up the lights with the intensity and strife of your avoidance like a knife in my cotton candy side. I'm hoping for a fight in this imaginary vibe that I have caught and totemized to replace you when you hide. So did we kiss cause it's dark? Or did we mean it was my embarrassment enough to make you see? Your hands have made it tough to keep believing you a temporary talk to last just for a
step out, get some air now, let your edge out. Touch some iceberg, you'll be heavy in my mind. Can you get the heck out? I need rest now, got me bummed out. You, baby, I've been on my empty mind. I should've keep from losing the best in me. I worry that I wasted the best in me. It's just urgent. Tryna make some simple change. Got me a war in my mind. Gotta let go and wake and keep what's holding me. Choose the right, but it will pick up and follow me. All the while, I'll wave my arm, I'll feel with a smile. Still wanna try, still believe in good days. Always inside, good that they've been in my mind. Told me I disappear if you let me. Feeling like Jericho, feeling like Job when he lost it. Gotta hold my own, my cross to bear a long night. Ooh, way to dip, way to kill the mood. No, you like that, can't groove it, baby. Heavy on my empty mind.
I gotta keep from losing the best of me. Still worried that I wasted the best of me on you, babe. You don't care. Sometimes trying to be a nuisance, it's just urgent. Trying to make sense of little change, got me a war in my mind. Gotta let go of Wayne, think he was holding me. Choose the right, but it will pick up in front of me. Get right, tryna free my mind before the end of the world. I don't miss no ex, I don't miss no text. I choose not to respond. I don't regret, just pretend never happened. Half of us laying waste of our youth is in the present. Half of us chasing fountains of youth and it's in the present now.
That was Good Days by SZA and Cotton Candy by Spilltab. And folks, it's that time of the show, everybody's favorite time of the show. It's PSA time. And the wonderful Maya is going to be reading our PSA today. Maya, the floor is yours.
Alrighty, I'm giving you a PSA, dried fruit PSA. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruit are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than a candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Let's go, dried fruits! Woo! That's one of my favorites. So, next one of your songs, because I threw one of mine in there, is Low Key Gliding by Hal Walker. And I feel like we were just talking about this on our break. I feel like we should just like play this for y'all and then we'll talk it afterwards. So let's get into it right now.
Enjoy it.
Thank you.
That was Low Key Gliding by Hal Walker. And Maya, what was that?
Yeah. Okay, so I play violin. I've played since I was in like second grade.
That's right.
But so again, I'm definitely a little music nerd, so my Instagram feed is just full of like sometimes kooky instruments, violin stuff, music stuff, like it just floats around. And of course, I'm scrolling through my Instagram and this guy pops up and I'm like, what is he playing? Which apparently it's called a can, but it's spelled K-H-A-E-N, or like an alternate spelling is K-H-E-N-E. But it's a, like, it's called a, like, it's a mouth organ. I don't know. It's kind of like really tall. It's made of like reeds and stuff like that. And it's primarily played in Laos and then like Northeast Thailand. I don't know. But again, I found this instrument. And I was just like, I have not, again, it's reminiscent of like kind of accordion sounds, but it's also because like air is being used to make it. But I don't know. I just, again, right now, I just feel like this is my, I don't even know, my study music, my like, I just need to like.
I have things like that. Like, this is like your lo-fi beats to study
to.
Yeah,
but lo-fi beats to study, sometimes I get distracted. And this, I feel like I can be enveloped in the sound and just like. I don't know, something about it, like, I think I'm listening to it too much, so I will be sick of it in 2 weeks, because he has a couple other, like, tunes, which I just, I don't know, something about it, I was like, this is a really cool thing that I have never heard about, ever, because I feel like there's a lot of really funky, unknown instruments that exist in the world, which are awesome and very cool.
There's something just very meditative about it. Like, at first I was like, I was honestly like, okay, what is this?
Yeah, what is this weird
but
song?
But then, like, as I listened to it, I don't know. Was understanding why. It sounds like an accordion, but not like a violin. It's like a very ambiguous sound, but I think that's like what makes it very interesting to listen to, and there's something kind of weirdly addicting about it.
Yeah, no, like, again, it puts me in a very, like, meditative, calm state.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in, like, focus zone, but it also, I'm just like,
that's great.
I don't know.
That's helpful.
It's very cool. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so now completely switching it up. Now we're going to listen to Pink Party by Isaac Dunbar. What's the story with this one?
So I discovered this kid. He's literally younger than me.
Oh.
He's literally younger than me. He's so cool. I discovered his music on SoundCloud. But I'm very embarrassing for me. But also, I've been following his music for a while. And this song is my go-to, like, I'm ready to, like, blow this place. Like, I just need to feel confident, and I just want to, like, get in the mood to, like, not party, but just, like, be excited, and it's definitely a switch from this, like, calm, like, meditative. Like, this is my, like, this is a hype song for sure.
Okay.
And it's just the sound effects, or not even sound effects, but just, like, the way that he, like, produced this was, like, very cool. But, yeah, I don't know. I love his music, and I love his work. So,
I'm excited to listen
to
it.
He's pretty cool.
All right, buckle up, everybody. Yes. It's Pink Party by Isaac Dunbar. Let's do it.
I would take a little bite if I could. My senses say I don't know if I should. I could take you if I wanted to. She told me that I'm hot and a little bit dumb. I was like, I could be some. Whatever, bum with my boy, bro. I'm your new icon. I could answer your prayers. I could take them on with my boy, bro. I'm your new icon. I could answer your prayers. I could take them on like a god. Red lips in the camera. Gotta live from Tampa. Still a beat from the cinema. Got a wide-eyed tongue tied. Copyright my tag. Took your parents to Panama for my salary. Show them life, how to live, how to die. Mommy told me what you like, what you hate, all about me. She's a dog, cause she gonna track. That shit, man, don't mind him. But doll, I'm not sorry.
party for a day or a week. Pink party for your food and your sleep. Pink party till you're weak in the knees. Pink party till you kiss me on the cheek.
Pink party, cheek bones and glitter on Perry. Bad boys in slippers. Pink party, cheek bones and glitter on Perry. Bad boys, bad boys. Pink party, cheek bones and glitter on Perry. Bad boys in slippers. Pink party, cheek bones and glitter on Perry. Bad boys in slippers.
That was Tightrope by Kwaku Asante and then Pink Party by Isaac Dunbar. And folks, we're getting closer-ish to the end of the show, but we got a couple more songs for you. So next up is going to be 400 Lux by Lorde. What's the deal with this one, Maya?
This is one of my comfort songs for sure. I think it just, like, it's also one of my, like, car driving songs. Like, something about the song is very nostalgic for me, just like very reminiscent of just like being at home and what like suburbia feels like, mm-hmm. I guess. And I saw the song live, I think maybe my sophomore or junior year, and tears, there were tears coming out my face like this. Anyways, it was a like this whole album by Lorde, like Pure Heroin, like it just like phenomenal. Like that is one of my favorite albums. She wrote it when she was like relatively young, like probably in her late teens, which I just like, I don't know, it's very reminiscent of that time of life, which that whole album is just like wonderful. But this is a favorite.
That's great. Yeah. That's huge.
Yes.
So this is gonna be 400 Lux by Lorde. Enjoy, everyone. That was Pure Heroin. No, that's the album. Sorry. Yeah. 400 Lux by Lorde. And that was nice. That was a nice, relaxing song to start to wrap up the show today. Maya, thank you so, so much for coming on.
Oh, I love this. This is the greatest. This is one of the greatest hours spent. This was lovely. This was awesome.
Yeah, you're welcome back on anytime. Highly recommend everybody out there again. Just like, yeah. This is so easy. You can do this, like, have a radio show. Yeah. It's so fun.
It's really fun. Highly recommend.
Next week, I'll be back next week. I got Sid Samel is going to be joining me in the studio. It's going to be a great time. But until then, we have one more song for you this afternoon, and that's going to be People Watching by Jack Johnson. What does this song mean to you, Maya?
I feel like it's literally the Curious George like soundtrack album. It's all, most of it's by Jack Johnson and like maybe him collaborating with others. And honestly, there was like a rough patch freshman year where I don't know why, but this was just like, childhood is here. Like, this is, I don't know, things are going to be fine. You kind of just have to simplify things. And this, again, it's from a kid's movie. And it just, I don't know, grounded me a lot.
Yeah, so, yeah. I loved the Curious George movie when I was younger. Oh, yeah. Was like, I would sob. Yeah. At the end of that, there's something about, and also Upside Down by Jack Johnson, mm-hmm. which is a completely different song, is very like, it feels very, reminds me a lot of my childhood. Oh, yeah, I feel like that is for a lot of people, mm-hmm. but this is another great one and a great one to end off our show today. This is People Watching by Jack Johnson. Thanks again, Maya. We'll see everybody next week. Bye bye.
I'm just people watching the other people watching me. And we're all people watching the other people watching we. And we're as lonely as we wanted to be. We're all as lonely as we wanted to be. Just as lonely as we wanted to be. I'm just you. You're just me. It's only true if we believe. Well, there really ain't no use in stopping, but nobody never told me not to do. So I'll keep people watching, watching me now, finding my way back to you. But we're as lonely as we wanted to be. We're all as lonely as we wanted to be. I'm just as lonely as I wanted to be. I'm just you. You're just me. It's only true. So many feet going so many ways. But people passing by, they got nothing to say. On our own, just watching and confused. But if nobody told me what to do, I can't stop. Other people watching we. And we're as lonely as we wanted to be. We're not so lonely as we wanted to be. I'm just as lonely as I wanted to be. Not so lonely.